I'm sort of a mountaineering background, and so I was on a tour of the Aletsch Glacier, and the idea was to set up camp up there to then tour the various corners of the Aletsch Glacier. We were in the process of moving equipment up onto the glacier, the various food and clothing and fuel, etc., and the tent. So anyway, because we were looking for a quiet corner, we were walking very much in an area where people don't walk. No one goes up that side of the glacier because it's not a route that's used to get to any of the mountain huts. And so we've deposited a whole load of our gear nearby, near where these guys were. And then it was only on the way back, we stumbled across their alpenstocks, and we thought, well, that's interesting. And then I saw their boots, or one of their boots. I thought, well, that's interesting. Had a look at the boot. Kind of, it was very obviously very old, with studded with hobnails. And then I kind of prodded and poked it a bit, and it felt rather heavy. And then I looked around a bit more, and there were more boots. Well, I thought, well, that doesn't look right. I mean, people leave alpenstocks because they break, but people don't leave their boots on the glacier. And then when I saw three or four boots, I thought, well, this is a very unpleasant feeling to it. This looks like a bit of a problem that's gone on here.
What kind of condition were the boots in?
The boots were in very good condition. The nails, which go to the bottom, were slightly rusty, but the boots looked in very good condition. I mean, it's the sort of thing you'd have on display in a shop as an antique kind of thing. They've survived amazingly well. They looked lovely. And then my friend saw a couple of bones, and she was a bit upset by that. And then we looked around, and then it became more apparent there were more and more bones around us.
And they were obviously human bones.
I mean, I'm a doctor, so, and she's a nurse, and so we pretty quickly recognised all the bones and recognised exactly which they were. I mean, we recognised the tibia was the first one we found, and then we saw pelvis and scapula, and it was all clearly human.
And they hadn't been ground up by the ice.
No, I don't think they'd ever been necessarily within the ice. I think they'd been covered up by snow, but they'd not fallen into a crevasse and been kind of munched by any crevasse activity. They were all in beautiful condition. There wasn't a single break, because we were thinking after, well, what happened to them? And there can't have been any trauma, because even the skulls were in very good condition. They'd kind of come apart where the natural joins had come apart, so their faces had kind of come off, but they kind of do anyway. They're not joined terribly strongly. But the jaws were in good condition. Their teeth were immaculate and bleached white by the sun. They must have been in the sun for a little while, for quite a few years, I reckon. And then we saw a few personal belongings as well. We saw the binoculars that's been in the papers, and that kind of dated it a bit as well. In some ways, that was more reassuring that they'd been dead for quite a long time. And then we saw a few little personal possessions, like a bit of a pipe and things that kind of brought it home a bit, how human it was, really. And then we marked the area, because we thought, well, we've got to let someone know, because we can't just leave this. So we marked the area with three alpenstocks so that we could get back to it, or take people to it the next day. But then we came back to Fiche, because we didn't really know quite what to do, who to tell. So we went to tourist office, spoke to a nice lady there who was a bit surprised. And she told us to go next door to a sports shop, Vulcan Sport, and Herr Vulcan's a guide, and we spoke to him, so he probably notified the police. And then we told him more or less where the area was. We showed him on a map. I took some bearings from it to try and pinpoint it.
I mean, how do you actually feel about it? Does it make you pause when you're actually kind of possibly about to do the same thing?
Yes, exactly, because we did exactly the same thing. We went up to the Hollandia hut and did exactly the same walk that they did. It doesn't exactly hit home that hard, because quite often on the mountain routes, on the ways in, one sees plaques to the people who have died before us on exactly the same routes. And it is sad, and it does make you realize that, there are dangers there. I think our gear is so much better, and our weather forecasting is so much better. I mean, they went out in March, which is pretty early. I think we would have a much better chance of overcoming things. But it does hit home, I suppose. It does hit home that it is a fairly remote area, and if you do run into difficulties, you've got to be self-sufficient. Sharpens the mind. The age of it made quite a big difference. I think if we'd found a couple of, people who were, say, 20 years dead and still in their clothing, that would have been much more upsetting. But because these were skeletons, they had not a shred of clothing on them apart from the boots. But the size of the party was quite shocking. It was a big group. It seemed to be that they were together, which also, that was kind of sad to think that they were together to the very end, and there was nothing broken. They must have just sat there and huddled together and frozen together.
Oh, so you think
that was quite poignant.
That they froze rather than they slipped?
I think so, yeah, because in the complete absence of any trauma, I mean, all the bones were perfectly intact. You'd think if someone perhaps had got hurt, the other person might have gone to get help, but they were all intact and they were all really close together, all the bones were jumbled up. So they'd have been spread out because I expect they'd probably moved maybe a kilometre or so downstream as the glaciers flowed in the last 80 or 90 years. So I guess they'd been spread out a little bit, but they were only about 30 metres or so from one skull to the other. Skulls were interestingly at opposite ends, and then the collection of bones in the middle, with the equipment in the middle. It might have been avalanched on. It's possible, I guess. They might have been squashed by an avalanche. The snow was a bit thicker then. They were, and March would have been a good avalanche time of year to be suddenly overcome by a sweep of snow, which could have just buried them all together.